This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The government has approved the continuation of targeted subsidies for the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana consumers for the year 2025-26, with the estimated cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said over 10 crore 33 lakh households have been benefited under the scheme.
10 करोड़ 33 लाख घरों में उज्ज्वला के कारण परिवर्तन आया. करीब 2,200 रुपए की टोटल सपोर्ट मिलता है इस स्कीम में. तो कैबिनेट में फैसला लिया गया 12,060 करोड़ रुपए का सपोर्ट पीएम उज्ज्वला बेनिफिशियरीज के लिए 2025-26 फाइनेंशियल ईयर में दिया जाएगा. अब तक अगर हम देखें टोटल उज्ज्वला योजना में 52,000 करोड़ रुपए का बेनिफिट देश में लाखों करोड़ों परिवारों को मिल चुका है. इसके फैसले से करीब 10 करोड़ 33 लाख घरों में लाभ मिलेगा, जिससे पीएम उज्ज्वला को आगे बढ़ाने में मदद मिलेगी.
The minister said that the government has also approved compensation amounting to 30,000 crore rupees to the three public sector oil marketing companies.
कैसे हमारे मिडिल क्लास परिवारों में एलपीजी गैस अफोर्डेबल रहे, कम से कम दाम पे मिले, उसके लिए 30,000 करोड़ रुपए की सब्सिडी अप्रूव हुई है. गैस के प्राइसेस जिस तरह से आज की जियोपॉलिटिक्स है, उस जियोपॉलिटिक्स में गैस के प्राइस ऊपर नीचे होते हैं, तो उसमें मध्यम वर्गीय परिवारों को कैसे हम इंसुलेट करके रखें, उनके ऊपर कोई नेगेटिव इम्पैक्ट न पड़े, ये सोच के ये फैसला लिया गया.
Construction of four-lane Marakkanam to Puducherry Highway in Tamil Nadu has also been approved with a total cost of 2,157 crore rupees. Indian Railway has achieved a new milestone by successfully conducting a trial run of Asia's largest 4.5-kilometer-long freight train Rudrastra. The trial run was conducted from Ganj Khwaja Railway Station in Chandauli, Uttar Pradesh to Garhwa in Jharkhand, covering a distance of 209 kilometers in 5 hours 10 minutes at an average speed of 40.5 kilometers per hour. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has shared a video of the trial run. Divisional Railway Manager Uday Singh Meena said that the 4.5 kilometer long freight train will now be sent from Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Division DDU of East Central Railway to the Dhanbad Division for quick loading and transportation of goods. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani has generated over 34 crore rupee revenue since its inception. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan said this in a written reply in Rajya Sabha yesterday. He said that through these monthly radio episodes, the Prime Minister shares inspiring stories of Indians doing impactful work in areas such as education, health, environment, innovation and social service. The Delhi Assembly has passed the School Fee Regulation Bill 2025, which gives veto power to parents in decisions regarding fee hikes, ensuring that school managements cannot unilaterally impose fee increases. Delhi Education Minister Ashish Sood told the Assembly that if even a single parent member disagrees, the proposal for fee hike will not be approved. He said that they have veto power and the management cannot impose their decision unilaterally. Raksha Bandhan, the festival of special bond between brothers and sisters, is being celebrated today across the country. On this occasion, sisters tie colourful rakhis around the wrist of their brothers and pray for their prosperity, health and well-being. In return, brothers pledge to protect and support their sisters and present them gifts. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he'll be meeting Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska on August 15. Trump said this in a post on Truth Social yesterday. Trump has not met Putin in person since returning to the White House in January. In Under-19 Asian Boxing Championships, 10 Indian boxers, including 7 women, will be vying for gold in Bangkok after registering convincing victories in their respective semi-final bouts yesterday. Women boxers Nisha, Muskan, Vinny, Aarti Kumari, Prachi Tokas, along with Mausam Suhag, Rahul Kundu and Hemant Sangwan in the men's event have reached the final. Kritika has a direct entry in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.